This is the Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
Welcome to the show.
This is our podcast song.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
Buckle up, buttercup.
All right, you badass couples out there. Congrats on deciding to get hitched.
Yeah.
I know you're probably stoked and maybe a little like, holy shit, what do we do now?
Right. You want a wedding that's totally not some cookie cutter Pinterest wedding that makes you want to hurl.
So ditch all that fluffy wedding crap and get ready for some real talk.
We're going to break it down, give you the no bullshit advice you need to plan a wedding that's 100% your vibe.
Hell yes.
Yeah.
So let's jump into the five things you got to lock down early on to avoid unnecessary stress.
And make this whole damn process as fun as that first drunken makeout sesh that started it all.
Okay, first up, the venue.
Like, think about it. This is the foundation of your wedding. It sets the vibe, dictates. Your guest list influences everything from decor to catering.
I mean, do you picture yourself saying I do in a rustic barn with twinkle lights and hay bales?
Or maybe a badass industrial loft with exposed brick and city views is more your style.
Once you got a vision, get booking.
Seriously, popular venues, especially for those prime spring and fall dates, they get snatched up fast.
You snooze, you lose.
Booking early means you get first dibs on the best spots, and you won't be stuck settling for a venue that's just, meh.
Ugh, yeah. No one wants that.
Here's a little pro tip, though. Check if the venue includes tables, chairs, linens, or even some basic decor.
Ooh, good point.
Yeah, it can save you a ton of money and hassle later on. Trust me, you'll have better things to spend your budget on, like a kick-ass open bar.
Okay, speaking of splurging, let's talk about your photographer.
These are the photos you'll be showing your grandkids one day, so don't even think about skimping on this one.
Yeah, these photos are your legacy.
You want someone who can capture all those raw emotions, the drunken dance-offs, the ugly cries, the epic moments of joy.
Find a photographer whose style you love, someone who gets you.
Like, do you want those bright and airy photos, or maybe something more edgy, moody, artistic?
Yeah. Think about the vibe you're going for.
And don't just stalk their Instagram. Ask for full wedding galleries to get a real feel for their work.
Oh, and do an engagement shoot. It's a great way to get comfy in front of the camera and make sure you vibe with the photographer before the big day.
Plus, you'll get some killer photos to use for save the dates.
Or to show off that bling on Instagram. Be real.
Okay. Next up, the food. No one wants to remember your wedding for the shitty catering.
For real? Guests might forget the flowers, but they'll never forget a dry chicken breast or a lukewarm side dish.
You gotta blow their minds with some deliciousness. And remember, some venues have in-house catering, so that might limit your options.
Yeah, make sure you figure that out early on.
Especially if you have dietary restrictions or want a specific cuisine.
Don't forget the tasting.
That's one of the best parts of planning a wedding. Get ready to stuff your face and make some tough decisions like mini tacos or gourmet mac and cheese bar.
Decisions, decisions.
All right, now let's talk about someone who can seriously save your sanity on the wedding day. Your planner or coordinator.
This is not the time to be a control freak. A good planner is worth their weight in tequila shots.
I'm telling you, a full-service planner will be there for you through the whole damn process, from choosing vendors to creating timelines to making sure your drunk uncle doesn't knock over the wedding cake. Oh my God, yes. So important.
And even if you're a DIY badass, a day of coordinator is a must-have.
They'll handle all the behind-the-scenes chaos, so you can just focus on getting glammed up, sipping champagne, and enjoying every minute.
You don't want to be dealing with vendor issues or seating chart dramas when you should be soaking up every precious moment.
Okay, last but not least, we got to talk about the music. This is what makes your reception legendary. Your DJ or band.
Music sets the tone for the whole party, you know? Do you want packed dance floor all night long? A killer DJ or band can make that happen.
Yeah, you don't want some cheesy DJ playing the chicken dance when you specifically asked for 90s hip hop.
Right. Do your research, ask for recommendations, and make sure their style matches your vision.
Oh, and give them a do not playlist, too.
Yeah, nobody wants to hear the Macarena at their wedding unless it's ironically, of course.
And ask if they have MC experience, too. A good MC can keep the night flowing smoothly and you won't have any awkward silences. Okay, so we've covered the five vendors you absolutely need to book early to avoid a wedding meltdown. Venue photographer, caterer, planner, or coordinator, and DJ or band.
Yeah, that's a lot. But trust us, getting these big ticket items locked down first will make the rest of the planning process so much smoother.
It's like laying the foundation for a kick-ass party once these are in place. You can start focusing on the fun stuff, the personal touches, the decor, the dress, all those details that make your wedding uniquely yours.
We'll dive into all that after a quick break. Stay tuned.
We'll be right back.
Don't go anywhere.
Okay, so we've tackled those big five vendors. The venue, the photographer, caterer, planner, and entertainment.
We're crushing it.
Yeah, but hold up. We're not done yet. There's more to creating your badass wedding than just booking the talent.
Okay, so what else do we need to think about?
Well, the not so sexy, but super important stuff.
Like what?
The budget and guest list.
Ugh. Yeah, no one wants to talk about money when they're planning a party.
I know it's not the most fun, but trust me, setting a budget early on will save you so much stress and potential arguments later.
Right. Money talks, bullshit walks.
Before you start pinning those crazy expensive floral centerpieces, sit down with your partner and figure out how much you're actually willing to spend.
Yeah, you got to get real with yourselves about your priorities.
Do you want to splurge on an amazing band and DIY the decor?
Or maybe go all out on an open bar that'll keep the party going all night long.
And remember, it's not just about those big ticket items.
Oh, yeah. What about all those little costs?
Exactly. Like tips for vendors, alterations for your dress, those fancy invitations you've been eyeing.
And, of course, the booze.
Speaking of booze, let's talk guest list.
Ooh, yeah, this one can be tricky.
Especially if your families have a lot of opinions about who should be invited.
Ugh, tell me about it.
Your mom wants to invite her entire book club. Your dad insists on bringing all his poker buddies.
And suddenly your intimate wedding turns into a giant family reunion.
Exactly. You gotta set some boundaries and don't be afraid to have some tough conversations.
It's your day, not theirs.
Right. Once you've got a handle on your guest list, you can send out those save the dates.
This is especially important if you're having a destination wedding or planning during peak season.
Save the dates. Give your guests a sneak peek into your wedding vibe.
Make them fun and personal, but don't spoil all the surprises.
Speaking of surprises, let's talk about personalization.
Yes. This is how you make your wedding stand out.
Inject your personality, your love story, your shared weirdness into every aspect of the celebration.
This is where you ditch those tired wedding traditions.
Think signature cocktails named after your pets, a playlist that tells the story of your love.
Or favors that your guests will actually want to take home.
You want a taco truck instead of a sit-down dinner? Go for it. Skip the bouquet toss and do a tequila shot luge instead. Why the hell not?
It's your day, your rules.
Embrace what feels authentic to you as a couple.
Okay, let's get down to the ceremony itself.
Yeah.
The main event, the heart of your wedding.
Don't let anyone tell you how this moment should feel.
Do you want a traditional ceremony with all the bells and whistles?
Or something more intimate and personal?
Maybe you want to write your own vows. Have your grandma officiate.
Walk down the aisle to a heavy metal ballad. The possibilities are endless.
Just think about the setting, the mood, the words that will be spoken.
Do you want your guests laughing, crying, or both?
Tell your love story your way.
And speaking of telling your love story, let's talk about attire.
This is your chance to express your personal style. Make a statement.
Forget those outdated rules about what a bride should or shouldn't wear.
If you want to rock a black wedding dress or a badass jumpsuit, go for it.
And for the grooms, this is your chance to step up your style game.
A sharp suit, a cool leather jacket, whatever makes you feel confident.
Don't forget the details, shoes, accessories, hair, makeup.
I'm going to remember, comfort is key.
You're going to be on your feet all day, so make sure you can move and groove and party all night long.
So we've covered a lot of ground here. Budget, guest list, personalization, attire.
But hold up. We're not done yet.
There's still more.
We got to talk about the logistics and those little details that can make a big difference on your wedding day.
Okay, bring it on. Okay, lovebirds, we're back and ready to drop some more wisdom on your wedding planning journey. We've talked about the big stuff, the vendors, the budget, the guests, your outfits. Now let's get down to the nitty-gritty, the stuff that keeps your wedding running smoothly and prevents any major meltdowns.
We're talking logistics, baby.
Yeah.
The behind-the-scenes magic that makes your wedding day flow seamlessly.
Because no one wants to be stuck in traffic for an hour trying to get from the ceremony to the reception. Or wait in line forever to use the bathroom.
Right. Those are the things that can totally kill the vibe.
So let's start with transportation. How are your guests getting from point A to point B?
Do you need to organize shuttles? Rent a party bus.
Or maybe just provide clear directions and parking instructions.
Think about your venue locations, the time of day, and the transportation options in your area.
You don't want your guests getting lost.
Yeah.
Especially if they've been hitting the open bar a little too hard.
Speaking of the flow of the day, you want to create a seamless and enjoyable experience for your guests. So think about the timing of everything.
From the ceremony to the cocktail hour to the reception.
Make sure there's a natural progression.
So guests aren't left standing around like what's happening now.
Think about the timing of speeches, the cake cutting, any other special events or traditions.
And don't forget those little details that make a big difference.
Like what?
Having a designated area for gifts, making sure there are enough bathrooms, providing clear signage so guests don't get lost.
Seriously, good signage is a lifesaver. No one wants to be that person asking, "Where's the bathroom?" every 5 minutes.
Okay, so we've got the logistics covered. Now let's talk about something super important that often gets overlooked. Your sanity.
Yeah, wedding planning is stressful.
So take care of yourselves. Make time for date nights, do things you enjoy together.
And don't be afraid to ask for help when you need it.
On the big day itself, make a pact to let go of any little imperfections.
Things that don't go exactly according to plan. Because at the end of the day, what matters is that you're marrying the love of your life.
Surrounded by the people who care about you most, the rest is just details.
And let's be real. Those little hiccups, those unexpected moments, often make for the best stories later on.
Embrace the chaos, laugh it off, and remember, this is your day to celebrate your love your way.
So there you have it, folks. Our no bullshit guide to planning a badass wedding that's as unique and unforgettable as your love story.
We've covered everything from choosing the right vendors to navigating the logistics to staying sane throughout the process.
Remember, this is your time to shine, to break the mold, to ditch the traditions that don't resonate with you, and create a celebration that truly reflects you as a couple.
Don't be afraid to get creative. Think outside the box, make it personal, and most importantly, have fun.
This is the start of your next chapter. The beginning of your adventure as a married couple. Embrace it, enjoy it, and make it unforgettable.
Cheers to that.
That was our show.
Our life is dope and we do dope shit.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.
The song is over.
Buckle up, buttercup.
Hope you liked it.
Hope you liked it.
The Engaged as Fuck Podcast.